So I was actually down for a little bit of a nap, and my girlfriend came home early from work, and I was very, very lucky knowing that she had come home early. I actually slept through a lot of what had happened in the beginning. She was in the kitchen, and she, I guess, smelled smoke. She went out on the patio and immediately saw the flames spelling out from the side of the building. She then ran inside and got me, waking me up, telling me, hey, there's a fire, we need to go.
You know, everyone talks about, you know, I'm trying to grab the photo albums, the jewelry. Like, was that, did that even cross your mind?
Not even. No, I, fortunately, my keys didn't even come to mind. My ID, my wallet, nothing like that came to mind. It was just, I grabbed her, I grabbed the animals, and it was get out as fast as you can. Those were the most important things to me at the time. Unfortunately, things can be replaced.
Yeah. It's probably so, good you grabbed your partner. She appreciates that.
I would hope so, too.
So tell us how you actually escaped the building.
We're on the front corner of the main street, and there's only one way out of that side of the building, which is through the front. So we went to go around the front, and of course there was stuff falling from above that was on fire, so we actually went around the back. There's no gate at the back, so we were kind of stuck at the back. My girlfriend jumped over the edge and down onto the ground. It was roughly about a 8-foot drop.
Holy.
And then from there we passed the animals down to random people on the street, just random people within the community. They were really generous and tried to help us get the animals down.
Oh, it's like a Hollywood movie. You can't write this stuff almost. I can't imagine.
Exactly. And a lot of people think that you've got time. You've got, lots of time before this happens, that happens. I think by the time I woke up and by the time I was out, it was maybe 2 minutes. Despite everything that had happened in the past, like with the COVID-19 virus and everything going on, people aside, like everybody was willing to help. I know personally for us, because we've got an elderly cat, we had one of the neighbors, we don't even know who they were, came out and gave us cat carriers. People were bringing dog food, blankets, water for people. Just everyone came together as a community just to help the residents of Madison Place at least have a leg to stand on before the fire and police even got there. And if it wasn't for them, I don't think a lot of us would have been able to get through it as well as we did.
I bet, to keep that calm, right? And I know numerous companies have come forward, including car dealerships, Backcountry Brewing, Sam's Neighborhood Pub, raising money and donations. How much relief has that been for you?
Quite a bit, actually. I've been there the past 2 days. So Brogan's Diner here in Langley is giving food out to people from Madison Place for the, I believe it's the next 2 weeks, free of charge, just because we have nowhere to go. We got no money. We've got nothing. They're also doing donations as well, which is helping a lot. I know for me, when I left my unit, I didn't have any shoes on. I didn't have a jacket. I had pajama bottoms, and that was quite literally it. They were able to supply me with at least starting clothes to get me going. And then now, as the days progress, the fire hall is getting involved with donations and vouchers and stuff like that for us to be able to get back on our feet.